Alright, so the next Kinyan Torah is Mamido Ala Shalom, which we began discussing yesterday. Mamido Ala Shalom, we said, is part of the progression, according to the Ruch Chaim, who says that first you try to prove your Chavrusa right, then if your Chapi is wrong, you prove yourself right, Mamido Ala Emes, and then if you realize proving yourself right is going to cause a problem, in cause a fight, cause tension, cause him to be upset, insult him or something, then you should sort of retreat. And shalom, keep the peace, keep the shalom. That was the Ruach Chaim. So if he'll argue with you or be upset with that, you slug them up. Again, use your judgment and keep your user seichel, etc. There's another pshat here. And Deferes Yisrael. The Deferes Yisrael says, "Mamidu ala shalom." Did I bring with me? I didn't break it. Okay. Mamidu ala shalom. Let's read the question to you guys. Mamidu ala shalom, he says, is that you're bringing shlemus to your friends. Meaning shalom is a lesson of shlemus. And when you bring shalom to the nefesh of your friend, that's bringing him shlemus. Now he gives a beautiful, I wanted to bring his lesson, but I don't have it with me. He gives a beautiful lesson over here. And he basically says that what you're doing when you're mamidu ala shalom is you are opening up a little crack, a window into emes for him. I mean, let's say he didn't get pshat. He didn't know pshat. And then I show him pshat. I say pshat, he gets it. So I have just opened up for him a world of emes. We've opened up the window. We've opened up a crack, and now he can see the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What an incredible thing. And that little crack into emes of Torah, that will bring him to shlemus. That will guide him to the next step. So it's an understanding that when you're learning with somebody else, yourself as well, it's not just like we're talking about ideas. That if I'm able to bring out a pshat, which I didn't have before, I'm able to teach a pshat, say pshat mecharusa I didn't have before, and then he chaps it, I've just given him a window into a world of truth. I've connected him to Kosh Baruch Hu. I've brought him a step closer to Shlemus. It's an understanding that we don't always think about when we're sitting learning during Seder, but it's an incredible thing that we do. If you have the akara of the Torah itself, it's a psichas cholon. Your mamash opening up windows to another world of shlemus. That's what you're doing. So it gives you a whole different push in learning. I mean, we say, why is it a Kenyan Torah? Why is this a Kenyan Torah? Because you have to see Torah as that. Torah is giving you windows into the absolute emes of Kosh Baruch Hu. And those windows that you get bring you to a true shlemus. So when you sit down to learn, and I'm learning, that's one step. But if I learn, I say, I'm about to open up the windows into Shemayim. I'm about to see emes, which spans the entire Bria. I'm about to get a glimpse into the shlemus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kevayachol. So that changes around the Seder a little bit. I don't always think that way, but when you do that, it kind of changes around how you think. So that's the first Israel's point. He says, he has a lashon. You have to bring tomorrow the lashon. He says that you've opened up a crack into the world of Shemayim. When you open up that little cholon, it's a psichas cholon. You crack open the window a little bit, but when you do it, it changes everything. There's a parish and avos that I like quoting, which guys who have learned this with me before know I like the sefer. It's a sefer I always say that almost everyone has sitting in their house, and no one uses. Right? What's the sefer? It's an English book called Ethics from Sinai. Irving Bunim. Is that so? You know this book? You seen it? Right? Everyone has it in their house, no one ever looks at it. It's always sits on the shelf. Irving Bunim was one of really the founders of Yiddishkeit in America. He was instrumental in saving lives during the war. He was a big part of building up Lakewood, Young Israel movement. It spans the spectrum of Torah in America. He was behind it all. He was Rav Aaron Cutler's right-hand man. He used to translate for Aaron Cutler. He used to give a weekly shiur in Avos. And he wrote down a sefer called, it's called Ethics from Sinai. I find it to be a beautiful parish, very, very practical and down to earth. People don't appreciate it because it sits there on the shelf, it's kind of old. And if you look at Rav Bunim, he doesn't look like he's this, like, he looks like a regular, like, sort of like Baal Bus in America at the time. But he was a Talmud Chacham, he was an Chashiv Ad Ma'od. Torah in America, as we have nowadays, kind of sits on his shoulders. This chos he has is incredible. He saved, hundreds of lives from destruction in the Holocaust. And he right here with this parish. So he says a pshat over here. He says that the idea of Mamidu Ala Shalom is that Torah brings us to stability. The idea of shalom is also an idea of like of shlemus, let's call it tranquility, or like let's say confidence. You're not torn apart. Shalom means that everything kind of finds its place. That's what shalom is. The last Mishnah in Shas says, Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot find a kli that can hold bracha except for shalom. Like shalom is a complete kli. Everything, shalom has no holes, has no gaps. So a person is in a state of shalom, is in a state of tranquility, of confidence, of stability. So he says that betzem, a simon that we're really learning, is that we should feel in our own lives a sense of stability, of confidence, of tranquility. When a person is very, very torrid, very, very matura, you know, your brain is over the place, you know, you don't know who you are, where you are, what you're doing, where you're going, how to deal with situations in front of you, how to deal with challenges, so you become very, very, you're torrid. You're not focused, you don't feel tranquil or stable. The more a person is able to sink into the Torah, so it brings you a sense of shalom in yourself, that you feel stable, you feel tranquil, you feel confident, you know how to deal with life's challenges, you have a direction for yourself, you know who you are, you know where you're going. That's what Torah does for a person. It takes time. You sit down, you know, for a week of this month, you don't just get that, but you put in time, years and years of learning. So you get to that state where you feel a sense of shalom, the shalva, you know, through learning. Because it gives you a sense of who you are, where you're going, and what you are, and what life's all about. And when challenges come our way, which they do, we know how to deal with them. And that gives me that self-confidence, that shlemus that comes through my learning. Why? Because when you learn well, so you're tapping into the emes of the Bria, the emes of Kosh Baruch Hu, and the emes of yourself. So once you have that, you know what to do and how to deal with challenges that come your way. So Rav Yehuda says that Mamido L'Shalom is that Torah places you in a sense of tranquility, a sense of shalom. So if you learn and you get to that sense, then you know you're learning well. If you're learning and you still don't seem like you're finding yourself, and you still feel like you're all over the place, and you're not feeling tranquil, so then you haven't quite gotten to the drink of learning you need to get to. But that's a Kenyan Torah, because when you have this recognition of what's supposed to be, you have this tranquility. So that's the Mido L'Shalom. Let's see. I guess we'll stop there. Shkoyach.
Yeah. The tranquility comes from learning.